Deuteronomy chapter 2. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord Jehovah spoke to me, and we circled Mount Seir many days. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to me, saying, You have circled this mountain long enough. Turn yourself northward, and command the people, saying, You are to pass through the coast of your brothers, the children of Esau, who live in Seir, and they shall be afraid of you. Take good heed to yourselves, therefore. Do not meddle with them, because I will not give you of their land, no, not so much as a foot's width, because I have given Mount Seir to Esau for a possession. You shall buy meat from them for money, that you may eat, and you shall also buy water from them for money, that you may drink. Because the Lord Jehovah your God has blessed you in all the works of your hand, he knows you're walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord Jehovah your God has been with you, you have lacked nothing. And when we passed by from our brothers, the children of Esau, who lived in Seir, through the way of the plain from Elath and from Esion-Geber, we turned and passed by the way of the wilderness of Moab. And the Lord Jehovah said to me, Do not distress the Moabites, neither contend with them in battle, because I will not give you of their land for a possession, because I have given Ar to the children of Lot for a possession. The Emims, terrors, lived there in times past, a people strong and many and tall, as the Anakims giants, which also were accounted giants as the Anakims, but the Moabites call them Emims, terrors. The Horims also lived in Seir in earlier times, but the children of Esau succeeded them, when they had destroyed them from before them, and lived in their place, as Israel did to the land of his possession, which the Lord Jehovah gave to them. Now rise up, I said, and get yourselves over the brook Zered. And we went over the brook Zered. And the space in which we came from Kadesh Barnea, until we had come over the brook Zered, was 38 years, until all the generation of the men of war had died out from among the host army multitude, as the Lord Jehovah swore to them, because indeed the hand of the Lord Jehovah was against them, to destroy them from among the host army multitude, until they were consumed. So it came to pass, when all the men of war were consumed and dead from among the people, that the Lord Jehovah spoke to me, saying, You are to pass over through Ar, the coast of Moab, today, and when you come near opposite the children of Ammon, do not distress them, nor meddle with them, because I will not give you of the land of the children of Ammon any possession, because I have given it to the children of Lot for a possession. That was also accounted a land of giants. Giants lived there in old times, and the Ammonites call them Zemzumims, intriguing giants. A people strong and many and tall, as the Anakim's giants. But the Lord Jehovah destroyed them before them, and they succeeded them and lived in their place. As he did to the children of Esau, who lived in Seir, when he destroyed the Horims from before them. And they succeeded them, and lived in their place even to this day. And the Avims who lived in Hazarim, even to Aza, the Kaphtorims, who came forth out of Kaphtor, destroyed them and lived in their place. Rise up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Look, I have given into your hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. This very day I will begin to put the dread of you and the fear of you upon the nations that are under the whole heaven, who shall hear report of you, and shall tremble, and be in anguish because of you. And I sent messengers out of the wilderness of Kedemoth to Sihon king of Heshbon with words of peace, saying, Let me pass through your land. I will go along by the highway. I will neither turn to the right hand nor to the left. You shall sell me meat for money, that I may eat, and give me water for money, that I may drink. Only I will pass through on my feet, as the children of Esau who live in Seir and the Moabites who live in Ar did to me, until I shall pass over the Jordan River into the land which the Lord Jehovah, our God, gives us. But Sihon king of Heshbon would not let us pass by him, because the Lord Jehovah your God hardened his spirit and made his heart stubborn, that he might deliver him into your hand, as appears this day. And the Lord Jehovah said to me, Look, I have begun to give Sihon and his land before you. Begin to possess, that you may inherit his land. Then Sihon came out against us, he and all his people, to fight at Jahaz. And the Lord Jehovah our God delivered him before us, and we struck him and his sons and all his people. And we took all his cities at that time, and completely destroyed the men, and the women, and the little ones of every city. We left no one to remain. We took only the cattle for ourselves, and the spoil of the cities which we took. From Aroer, which is by the bank of the river of Arnon, and from the city that is by the river, even to Gilead, there was not one city too strong for us. The Lord Jehovah our God delivered all to us. Only to the land of the children of Ammon you did not come, nor to any place of the river Jabbok, nor to the cities in the mountains, nor to whatever the Lord Jehovah our God had forbidden us.